It's the Macaroni and Cheese Show. It's the news. Sorry, I froze up there for a minute. According to me. It was just a cheap fake. That's all it was. Cheap fake. Good morning. It is Thursday, June 20th, 7:53 in the a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host. I have no clue what we're going to talk about today. It's been quite a week. Oh, stand by. I might have a. Oh, that's great. Oh, well, anyway, I'll just let the music keep playing, I guess. We'll just let the music keep playing. Yeah, that's a great idea. Yeah, while I'm over here being distracted by other things. Yeah, so let's get on with the show. There's a couple things bouncing around inside my skull that we might be able to talk about. But mainly, I know the main thing you tuned in for was what's in my cup. I have a cup full of chai, of course, with the Cinnabon creamer in it. However, I also have a backup cup here this morning. I have Milo's sweet tea. It's one of those gallons of store-bought tea. And it's actually okay. It's not. It's probably about as good as Culver's tea, maybe, but not as good. And of course, not as good as Chick-fil-A, and of course not the absolute standard of all is my sweet tea. My homemade sweet tea, but I digress. Oh, yeah. We have a few things to talk about this morning. I didn't think I was going to have a show this morning, I guess. Now I do. And of course, now I have some other interruptions to deal with. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about some things. I have this big thing about the cheap fakes and all the stuff that's going on. There's all kinds of weird propaganda. And they're being exposed. There's some other things about some court cases that may be interesting, the Steve Bannon case and some other things that are happening. The whole January 6th commission committee is being called on the carpet for and being called out and exposed for what they are, which is illegitimate. They were not following their own rules, the House rules, to even be established as a committee. They're breaking the rules more than anything in our hallowed walls of democracy. So we'll just go on with that. In the meantime, we'll get started. We'll just jump right into some things. So we will continue on with this saga that we see before us. I want to push a little bit more on this whole thing of the cheap fake stuff. This is really catching on. All the legacy media, the MSNBC, CNN, left-wing Marxist media, they are picking up on this term, cheap fake. They're all using this is something they invented. It sounds like deep fake, makes it sound like this stuff was artificially generated. And then what they do is they redo the video. They edit the video to show that, look, he didn't freeze up. He didn't just. And by the way, what they're talking about with this whole thing is they're claiming that there's all this fake stuff out there about Joe Biden freezing up on stage, freezing up in different events. And I've talked about this. The first time I saw this was when he was at an event where there was a lot of music playing. Everybody around him is dancing, moving, tapping their feet, doing something. Everybody, no one is excluded from this. She Karine Jean-Pierre, she says that, well, there were people standing around him that weren't dancing. There's nobody that's not moving. He's standing there with his arms kind of out in front of him. Like he's not sure what to do with his hands, has this kind of surprised look on his face, and he's frozen solid. He could be a statue, not blinking, not moving. Eyes aren't looking around. He's just staring straight ahead. And I'll tell you what this is. It's called overstimulation. When you are on certain kinds of drugs, much like Ritalin, and you get overstimulated with activity. Too many lights, too much show, too much activity, noise, all that stuff. It triggers something in a person, and it becomes almost a hypnotic to the person who's, because they can't absorb it. There's just too much going on. Their brain goes into overdrive, and they just freeze. They stop moving. This is what's happening to him. This is an effect of the medications they have on him, have him on. Now, it can also be an issue of dementia, but there are... It rarely happens among normal people, but it can happen among normal people as well, depending on your fatigue level, those kinds of things. In fact, it has been known back when I used to have a flight school back in the 90s, and it was a well-known fact back then, you know, in propeller airplanes, that if you were flying into the sun, not, you know, into the sun, like literally, like you're not flying into the sun, you're just flying towards the sun, the sun's shining down on you, coming in the windshield, and it reflects off of the propeller. Now, it can also be behind you. The way the light comes through the propeller or reflects off of the propeller in front of you. This would be a front engine, single engine airplane. At certain RPMs of that propeller, because of the way your eyes process, they process analog. Your eyes don't see in high resolution, by the way. Your eyes aren't even 4K. But your brain processes what it sees in such a way that that you can look at 4K and you can see defects even in 4K because your eyes aren't that good. But it's because the way you can dance around and process those things I'm not an eye doctor. I'm not an ophthalmologist or a lawyer or a chain smoker. Also not a financial counselor or a medical professional of any kind. But I do drink chai. It seems to make me smarter every sip I take. So we have this issue with when you're going into the, you're flying along. There have been cases where people have actually gotten sort of hypnotized by that, by the light shining through the propellers. And certain things, different industries where light is flashing, and there are people who have adverse reactions actually to strobe lights. I knew a police officer. We had a police officer who's on my sister's side of my sister married into a family that her brother-in-law was a police officer. And they had no idea he had this condition, but one night there was strobe lights going off and the flashing lights were, you know, he had pulled up to a car that had been stopped. He was like backup for this car. So he was behind the original officer's car and he was caught kind of between the two cars. His car had his flashing lights on, the car in front of him had his flashing lights on. And something happened that triggered something, and he actually had a seizure because of that. Had no idea he had those issues. And I think he was in his 40s at the time. Maybe upper 30s, mid 40s. And so it was one of those things where he had to go into a desk job and he couldn't go out on patrol. I think he was able to take medication to kind of solve that problem. But this is a syndrome that wasn't really known about until, you know, strobe lights weren't always around. It's just been in the last century that these kinds of things have been kind of discovered and diagnosed in the last 50 years, probably. So it's been probably 60 years. That's good tea. So we had, these issues where people freeze up, it has to do with biochemical reactions in the brain. And of course, I'm not a neurologist I'm not a dentist. I'm not a nose, ear, and throat guy. I do have a nose, ears, and I have a throat. And that makes me an expert. So I have been using them for 60 years. You'd think I'd be kind of understand how they work. So the issue is with this whole thing that we have Joe freezing up, and they're trying to pass it off. No, Joe's fine. Joe's perfect. And of course, now morning Joe, speaking of, there's another Joe with his co-host, Mika Brzezinski, or whatever her name is. Joe Scarborough and his, I guess, wife. I don't know. He just keeps going on about it. He's doubling down this idea that Joe, this is the best version of Joe Biden that's ever been. He's more cogent. He's more aware. He's on top of it. They're going to double down on this whole thing. Now, they have two ways to go with it. Some of them are like Chink Uyghur. Some of the people who are outside the loop don't understand what's going on. They're screaming and yelling and saying, this is terrible. You got to get rid of this guy. He's losing. There's no way he can beat Donald Trump. And by the way, the map right now shows in all of the states that Trump holds a lead in all of the polls except for California. The ones that are marginal are within the margin of error, where there might be a slight, like a 1% or 2% tick for Joe Biden. Now, again, that means nothing when it comes to actual votes. And there's two different things that can happen here. One is nobody shows up to vote for Joe Biden. There are people who say they would prefer Joe Biden over Donald Trump, but when it comes down to voting, they're not going to waste their time. They really don't care enough. They're not going to show up. The other part of this is there are people who are so insanely deranged by the idea of Donald Trump winning that they will do anything, including ballot harvesting, and they will go out and do whatever. And of course, the money starts to flow. But it's this ballot harvesting thing is not because people are out there because they care enough. It's because they're making money. They're getting about $20 per ballot, I believe, is what I understand, or $20 per load, however that works. For every 10 they show up with, they get 20 bucks, whatever it is. These mules are getting paid. Then, of course, there was a whole movie. What was it, 10,000 mules or 2,000 mules, whatever it was, that Dinesh D'Souza did. If you watch that movie, you become very angry. I put off watching it for quite some time until my blood pressure kind of went down a little bit after the 2020 election. Watched about it wasn't even a year ago. And it still made me furious. I wasn't 5 minutes into that movie and I was furious. It just brought back all that stuff that was going on, all the shenanigans. And there were more shenanigans. In fact, we're going to call them shenanigans. There was more nefarious activity that I was even unaware of. They've just discovered it in the last year. And now that some of it's coming out now and lost some lawsuits. This is crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. So, what we have is this very motivated group of deranged, unhinged people who will stop at nothing and I mean nothing. When I say nothing, I mean that we're not just talking about litigation and paperwork shuffling and pictures and I mean nothing. And they're not just afraid of Donald Trump, they're afraid of the whole MAGA monster that the left has created to try to scare you. Well, some people are scared. They've convinced some people, and some of those people are absolutely deranged. And they want to be heroes. And this becomes a rather dangerous bowl of soup. We shall see what we shall see, but I guarantee you there's going to be some serious things going on. They want, the left and the deep state, they would love to have some kind of civil war break out. Militia groups pop up. These militia groups, they keep arresting the same people. I don't know if you realize that. This militia group, all wearing the same exact same pair of pants, the same, not the same pair, but the same color pants. They're not all wearing one pair of pants. It's going to be kind of difficult. It'd be hard to walk like that. 27 guys wear the same pair of pants. And they have the same hats. They're all wearing bandanas and sunglasses. Every single one of them. They all show them getting arrested. They're all in the same positions. They're all doing the same thing. And they always catch them in some kind of U-Haul truck. We never find out who these people are. There never seems to be a trial of any kind that we know anything about. Arresting hundreds of these guys. And it's all, again, remember the theater comments we've been making. This stuff is all photo ops. It's all for show. Local law enforcement knows nothing about it. It's always the feds that come in to do this stuff. It is absolutely a show. That's what it is. And it's getting to be extremely disconcerting because it just shows the lengths that they're willing to go to behind the scenes to keep their power. They don't care about any kind of democracy, democratic process. It's democratic parties, anything but democratic. Now, here's what bothers me. This is what they keep talking about, this deep fake stuff, deep cheap fake. This is cheap fake. So I guarantee you they are going to do this. The things they talk about and accuse the other side of are the things that they do. And they've already lied multiple times about Donald Trump. They make everything about him. Oh, he said this, he said that, or whatever. They do that all the time. They're the authors and architects of cheap fakes. And they will use deep fakes. I guarantee you they're going to start using things. And they'll use them in the court of law. They'll ask artificial intelligence, so to speak. I don't believe in artificial intelligence at all. It is just an algorithm program. It's designed to work on a set of presupposed ideas. The way we know that is because they expose their hand once in a while by plugging in the wrong, you ask for a picture of Washington, George Washington, and it comes up with black people dressed in George Washington garb. Yeah, that's AI for you. That's how accurate it is. Well, we had the wrong algorithms in there. Well, that's comforting to know that you think AI is going to take over the world and you just plug in the wrong algorithms and it's completely wrong and it's all of its assumptions. Now you're seeing things that it's just the kinds of pictures. This is what's going to be used against Donald Trump and the MAGA group. They're going to use false information, deep fake video and audio of people saying things and doing things that didn't happen. They're going to use them in the court of law. I guarantee you this stuff's going to start getting used and probably get through. But in the court of public opinion, it's all you need is just this crazy idea to get out there so that you can support your narrative and you get the momentum going and you get the news media broadcasting the crap that they do. And there you go. You're on your way. You're going to prison. This is right out of 1984, George Orwell's book. It's absolutely crazy. It's just crazy. And too many people are sitting on their hands doing nothing about this stuff, not talking about it, not realizing, not educating themselves on this whole stuff. They're just going about their lives. And that's the thing about most conservatives, just want to live their life, be a good neighbor, get the job done and not think about what the government's doing or what anybody, they don't think about this negative stuff. And I totally get that. I totally understand that. You just want government out of your life and live your life and do the right thing. without somebody else telling you what to do.
Oh, you got to get a jab. You got to get this. You got to get that. You got to wear a mask.
And for some reason, this is the whole life jacket analogy. Speaking of this mask thing, just to give you an idea, the whole life jacket mentality of you have to wear your life jacket or my life jacket doesn't work. How dare you go out in public unvaccinated and endanger all the vaccinated people? They've made these statements. Well, if you're vaccinated, I guess the vaccine only works against people who are vaccinated. You're endangering other vaccinated individuals. That's how that works. There are lawsuits beginning to crop up and bubble up now, by the way, towards Pfizer and some others. In fact, the mRNA vaccines now are being outlawed in some countries. There are statements coming out now that say they have to be labeled with this, you know, that they actually do cause heart condition issues. Oh, but the benefits far outweigh the risks. Okay, that's your statement. But at the end of the day, it's for me to decide. So stop with the mandate. There are still places that mandate vaccines, even though they have nothing to do with being vaccinated. All they do is mitigate symptoms. That's what they do. This is a therapeutic. It is not. And the reason you weren't allowed to use ivermectin, the reason they were so militant about this is because the only way they got this vaccine through was because they had to have emergency authority. If there was any other therapeutic that worked, if there was anything else that could do the job, that could mitigate or reduce or flatten the curve, they were not allowed to get emergency authority to get these vaccines through. That is why they vilified them.
It's horse medicine.
Chris Cuomo was recently, for example, Chris Cuomo said he never said that. He never said it was horse medicine. This guy said, pull up the clip. He was interviewing this guy. They were arguing with each other. And of course, they showed him and Don Lemon talking about ivermectin and how it was horse medicine. How dare you use animal paste? All kinds of statements, derogatory statements towards ivermectin. And he's standing right there saying he never said it. His network might have said it, but he never said it. And there he is saying it. Like I have said before, whenever I see Chris Cuomo on somebody's show, now he's been going on PBD a lot lately. They've been putting him on there. I appreciate the fact that they give a lot of people a lot of platforms, that they listen to anybody and they have really good discussions on their panel discussions. But there are some people on there that just don't belong. It's kind of like having Juan, what was his name? Juan, the guy that they had on the Five all the time. And he would just infuriate Greg Gutfeld and some of the others there occasionally. Now they have a fellow. What is his name? I can't think of people's names this morning. I better take another sip of chai. I need to call Penguin Informational Services. All right. I still don't remember. What's the guy's name? I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's a Democrat. He still totes water for the Democrat Party occasionally, but he doesn't just go along with everything that they're saying. He's more of a traditional Democrat. I would say I venture to say he's more of a conservative Democrat. He's reasonable. Now, I think he actually ran for president at one point in his career. I believe he might have been a governor or a mayor. Some kind of a politician. And he's reasonable. He's palatable. he has the ability to get along with those on the panel and be reasonable and have a decent discussion with people. Juan could not do that. He was just completely off the rails with, you know, his rhetoric, repeating all of the Democrat talking points. And I mean left-wing radical talking points, which used to just drive me up a wall. Because he was just, most of their talking points, 90% of them, are just flat lies or distortion of truth. Double standard stuff. It just drives me up a wall. And of course, you can't argue with the guy because he's the DEI hire, so you can't, you know, what are you going to say? They finally got him off of there. But they've got some people like that on PBD now. And I'm concerned that they have no understanding of the fact that when I'm watching a video or if I see that Chris Cuomo is going to be on one of their videos, I don't even click on it. I do not want to hear that guy. He is a pathological liar. He is full of himself. Sociopath. Somebody flat ask him about so in that picture, that video you have of coming out of the basement for the first time, his family kind of is sitting there, oh yeah, well, here he comes again. He claims he wasn't ever out of the basement. Well, there was a couple times I was out of the basement. So what was it? Were you out of the basement just for the show or just for what? Was that picture real? Emerging from the basement. And of course, in the meantime, while he's in the basement doing his quarantine thing, just suffering for the nation, while he's down there, apparently his whole family got sick. How'd that happen? Just didn't quarantine well enough. You were just down there in the hole. Nobody talked to you. You're like a troll down there. They just slid you some food down the steps. You're living on rats and mice down in the basement. It's just so ridiculous. Of course, and he won't even acknowledge the fact that he got caught out driving around, parked in some other property, and some guy on a bicycle. He claims, oh, this guy on a bicycle just came up into my driveway, blah, 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 blah. What were you doing out of the basement? And it wasn't the house he was quarantined in. This is the problem. It was several, more than blocks away. I think it was a couple miles away from his house, the way I understood it. He has another property of some kind. This kind of disingenuous inability to have any kind of self-awareness. Just amazes me. No reflection, no introspective, nothing, nothing. Completely insane people. And yet, here we are. So, folks, I want to thank you for listening. I don't think there's going to be a show tomorrow morning. Things are a little bit askew. I'm going to be camping tonight and tomorrow night. And probably coming home on Saturday. But now I've got to go back to Chicago on Sunday, I believe. I might be on the boat, but in any case, hopefully there will be a show on Monday morning. However, it will not be from the studio. It will be a mobile. If I have a show at all, it's going to be a mobile show. And I can't remember the next time I'm on. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to schedule like that next week. I think I got some days off next week at the end of the week. Not sure how that's going to go. But folks, in the meantime, Shabbat Shalom. If I don't get to talk to you tomorrow, have a great day, great night, great weekend. God bless and take care.